Blog Talk Radio.
La 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 la.
Come on, Jen, play the tape. You're gonna let us listen to it anyway.
La 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 la.
Danny, listen to me talking to you.
La 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 la.
What, you think you all that or something?
See, no, I don't think I'm all that. You think I'm all that. That's why you all are this. Okay, thank you. What? What?
Don't play.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, all.
Don't listen to him, please. Can we hear?
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Jan, I've been meaning to tell you that your hair has been looking so thick.
Don't do it, honey. Now, wait now. I'll play this tape when I'm ready to play the tape, okay? Okay, I'm ready.
Who was that?
Side A, boo. Side A.
Pump her, boo. Pump her.
Loud.
Pump her.
Now she wants everybody to hear.
Pump her.
All
right, you
gotta come with me now.
You
know it is.
Oh, yeah,
right. How's it
starting?
Like a moth to a
flame, burn by the... Hey, come here for a second. I don't like the way he treats you. He doesn't deserve you. He really don't.
Get love, get love, get love. Get love. Get love. What's really get love? Is there any, is there like one particular thing that's get love, or is it what it means, what love means for you individually? Get love. Okay. Yeah, what's going on, people? How you doing? It's really great that has y'all tonight, Monday. I hope y'all feeling good. I hope y'all all in good health. Little technical problems, but, you know, we got at it. Another Monday. Have an okay weekend. Didn't do too much just work. Driving all day, all night. yeah, it's something funny that, I want to say real quick before I bring everybody in. If you heard that last song, how he was just saying how he doesn't mind basically spending money on his money. And today, my shorty, she had to get her something to eat. Before she got over here, and she came home, and she had this, like, confused look on her face. And I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, I don't know. You know how sometimes you feel like you closed your eyes and woke up and everything changed? I'm like, yeah, why you say that? And she was like, I was in the restaurant and I heard these ladies talking, and she was just, they were talking about how, yeah, you know, you see my boobs, I got my boobs done, I got my hips done, my butt done, and she was just saying, like, how the woman was saying, like, yeah, Steve pays for the boobs, Hector pays for their hips, and you know what I mean? Like, she had, like, names of the guys that paid for her surgery. You know what I mean? Basically, she's saying, like, you know, it's not free. Like, you're not just going to be having sex with me and just that's that. No, you're going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? And the girl was like, yeah, like, she wasn't too pretty in the face, but her body was on point. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and her girlfriend was like, oh, I did what you told me, and he gave me $70 for getting my nails done. And then she was like, $70? That's it? So he gave you just enough to get your nails done? No, 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 that's not going down. You know what I mean? I'm like, whoa, like, because my chick's not like that. You know what I'm saying? She's old school. So I mean, like, if she needs something, she should get it herself. So anything a man do for her is just an extra activity. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I was like, damn, I heard that. And then it made me think about Jay Sean, because, like, me and Jay debate a lot about females, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more like the conservative, give a female a chance, but Jay is more like, yeah, you give her a chance, she's gonna hang herself, but, you know what I mean? He's gonna let her hang herself, but she's let him hang, he's let her hang him, you feel me? I'm the other way around, so, like, he's already telling me, like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of women, like, they really about money. Like, it's real. Like, especially in these days and age. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's some good women out there, but you gotta find them. You know what I'm saying? Like, be outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just had that on the line. I'm about to talk to y'all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, you really gotta pay for it like that nowadays, you know what I mean? Pay for love, like, I already thought, I told Jay earlier, like, you should not have to fight with your roommate for purposes of testes or even make a relative or race. That should never be an argument. You know what I mean? That should just come naturally, you know? That's just my opinion. All right, you're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see who we got. You can press run. You're going to go live and talk to me. All right, so to the first call.
What's going on, family? This nephew O. What up, Dre?
What's up, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. Tell him like a villain, man. You giving me hand claps, man. I'm trying to figure out where the dog's at.
Right. What's going on, man? How's the weekend, man?
Man, it's a weekend, man. It's a damn good one. I just got finished eating me some baked macaroni and cheese and some lima beans and some collard greens and some rice and gravy and some baked chicken and some cornbread. Shit, yeah. It's a great weekend.
I ain't heard man like that in years, man.
Mm-hmm.
You take me back to grandma days. Shit. And that
chicken
doing her thing. That's a fact, man. Hey, did you hear what I was saying earlier about Rock Overheard?
Yeah, I mean, that's how that be, man. Unfortunately, man, it's 2023, man, and that's the new wave for the people that's coming up. You know, you got a couple of aunties and elderly that's trying to keep up with the little ones that's in their 20s, but you know, a lot of women genuinely feel like that. I ain't paying for that shit, but, you know, I'll let the sucker guy, he doesn't do that.
Bro, that's a lot that's not, that ain't no $100, bro. That's like some thousands, bro.
Yeah. That's
like 25,000, 5,000, 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the surgery.
Yeah, I call that people that's doing that and promoting that type stuff, man. These are guys that are very vulnerable people who I feel like, you know, is a sucker for love, man. They feel like they got to buy a woman to have a woman. But if you on your pimp game and you know how to approach a queen and, you know, do what you do, they don't take all of that. You know, that's for the guys out here that don't want to try. They want to just, you know, show that they the baller that has some confidence about themselves, but yet she's still smashing Rodney for free. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's just the wave nowadays, man.
Like,
it's not right, you know. But we do
me,
it,
I'm
you
not...
know what I'm saying? They made a whole 60 minutes about men doing that. You know, what they call them, the swiggler, the tender swiggler?
Mm-hmm.
He was getting them, and they made a whole special about it, man. But when it comes to that with women, man, you don't come between that 7A Peruvian with the closure and them damn nails and inner tubes they be injecting in their body and stuff.
Yeah, man. It's like I be seeing women like, you know, at my job, it's like I'd be like by department stores or fast food shops and areas like, and I see like a lot of women all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you can tell who got surgery and what's natural. And it's hard to find.
Yeah, they all walk around look like ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody, that's the wave, like, you know, but hell. You know, I don't go with the trend. I like what I like.
Right,
I mean, that BBL stuff, man, it's cool, but that shit played out. That shit old, man.
Yeah, it's like,
I want that natural jiggle.
Yo, my first baby mom, no cap, she was like, I had met her on the phone, payphone. I had called her payphone in the mall. I used to go to the mall, and I used to see girls, like, in the hallway, just, like, chilling, like, waiting for the ride or something like that. Like, damn, I don't know. So we wrote down the payphone numbers. We could be home and shit, calling the payphone, talking to girls and shit. So I had met her. I gave her my number. And like 2 weeks later, she called me. I met her. Bro, she was like, yeah, I was in a wheelchair. But dog, she was like, at least three some change. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she ran from me.
Pay for it, though.
She ran from me. She ran from me, girl. I was like, no, that shit hurt my heart so bad. And I was like, damn, she ran from me. And then I tried to, like, I had found out, like, where they ran to. Like, that's it, like, Burger King. So they ran again. Like, I was like, oh, damn. Yeah, man.
So you got caught up in the Whoppers.
Yeah, but she ended up calling me back 2 weeks later, and she was like, I don't know what you did to me, but I can't stop thinking about you. You feel me? And it wasn't, she saw me and, like, started in love with me. She started in love with me through my conversation. So we talked for, like, a month, like, every day. I mean, like, you woke up yet? You in the shower? Like, on the phone, you feel me? Like, I don't even know if she was in school and shit, you didn't talk, but we was always on the phone, and, like, they ended up building a bomb. So I'm saying that to say this. It really don't work. It doesn't matter what you look like or nothing. If you got a connection with somebody, we just got a connection.
Man, who the hell done told you that lie?
Nah, that's real shit. Trust me.
Nah, hell with that shit. I don't give a damn. I ain't no damn way I'm going to wake up next to something that look a little crazy every damn morning.
No, I think you're saying something else. But nah, of course not. I mean,
you talking about you don't care how she look. Yeah,
no, I ain't saying that.
You're shitting me. The hell is that? Talk about, you don't give a damn how she looks.
He got that. Hey, yo, we're going to go to the phone line. He got me. I love you, 73.
What's up, my brothers?
What's up, now?
Miles.
What's up, O? What's up, Dre?
What up?
First of all, that song you were singing, that's a damn lie. Ain't nobody, I'll cook your dinner, buy your clothes, soon I get home from work and give you all the money. Get out of here. Who doing that?
No, they don't want that no more.
Let's cut that money.
They don't want that anymore. They want they breast done. They want their ass done. They want their hips done. That's all they want.
Dre, I'm like this. If I'm meeting a girl, she want me to put some air in her inner tubes and her back pockets. That ain't real woman. That's half plastic, half. I ain't buying that.
That's
a silicone dog. No, seriously, honey, I want my boobs bigger.
We're joking around right now, but at the end of the day,
a lot of women out here that's doing that stuff, these Botoxes and Bohox, whatever they're calling them, that's crazy.
When I get in the water, my woman shouldn't be my personal human float at the end of the day.
There's no way she should sink, right?
Let's get serious for a second.
Okay, Dre, I'm going to ask you this question. Think about this. Here's your girl. You met this girl. You like her and everything. And then what, 2 years later, honey, I want to get my boobs bigger. I want to put this and that. You going to go for that?
Okay, Dre, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking you. So
no.
Listen, brother. I understand where we're going at it, right? So what I'm asking y'all is, why do you think women put themselves through that much?
It's all about look, man. It's all about look. Look at these women out here starving themselves to be models. They're taking diet pills that's going to kill them because they're trying to get thin to be a model. Then you got these girls who figure big butts are in, big breasts, because that's what everybody's looking for now. When you see a girl on the beach walk down the beach with a big behind and boobs sticking out, all the guys got their eye on them. And all them girls see that. They see, look how he's staring at that girl. Then they want that. It's all about looks. They're not satisfied
with what they got. But listen. It's not all women. I just get that straight up. So you got to stop leaving and saying women. The women that do that, I feel that it's something deeper within. Insecurity
low self-esteem.
Yeah, insecurity, you can find the prettiest woman, right? And if you really talk to her and sit down and talk to her, there's something that she don't like about herself. But in your eyes, she should be so beautiful and be perfect. But if a woman feels something that they don't like about themselves, they tear their whole like.
It changed everything.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they want to like a remodel. Like they want to go to the chop shop and get redone.
Yeah, they feel better about themselves. They feel better. You know what?
A lot of women
don't even do it for men. They don't even do it for men to because of it. They do it for other women.
Some men do that stuff too now, because they want to look better, they want to get bigger, they start using steroids and all that crazy stuff, man, just to build up their body.
A lot of the gay guys and stuff now is getting them same surgeries on women. Miles was telling me about it the other day.
Would they get them hormone shots for their breasts could get bigger?
But it's available.
The reason why this is happening is because now that we're in 2023, a lot of things are available at your hand to do it. You know what I'm saying? If y'all like how you look, you should change how you look. I always wanted hair right to hit me in the heart.
Oh, Lord.
Okay,
I always wanted hair right to hit me in the heart. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be light-skinned. I wanted to be cute. You know what I mean? I wanted to know what it felt like to go outside and a woman see you and be like, yo, I want to be with him. You know what I mean? I want him. You feel me? I always wonder what that felt like. You know what I'm saying?
So what, you got you some white jeans and put a ponytail extension on?
Hey, Dre, I was like this. I'd be like this. Hey, this is who I am. Like the song said, love me or leave me. I ain't going through all that. I knew guys growing up with
a wax that bald spot, man.
I knew guys who were taking steroids and see what happened to them. And then, like, they losing hair. All of a sudden, they want to put on a fake hair piece and all that stuff. I get an arch on my head, man. Yeah. I cut my hair bald. I ain't afraid to walk around with a bald head.
You see Terry Crews, you know, he on them steroids. He bald-headed like a mug.
Yeah. And then, like, you got to, you know, some people like, oh, I don't look good, man. All of a sudden, you want to put drugs into your system?
Yeah.
To make somebody you ain't? Come on. If you really care about your body, take your ass to the gym and work out.
But Miles, what I think the question is trying to relate to is basically, do you feel like men should be paying for a woman to look good for the next man? Basically?
Hell no.
Because that's what you're doing.
Hell no. I ain't giving you no $30,000 to get your boobs all sticking the fuck out, and then 2 days later, you know, left me. Shit, I catch you out there, hey. I'm going to get an air pump and take the air out them motherfuckers.
She might just need a nipple replacement. You ever thought about that?
Hey, well, she'll be walking around without them because I'm taking them back.
Man, Miles, I'm not messing with you, man. Let me shut up.
Hey, yo, you ever see, check this out. I know y'all seen that movie's, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yeah, I heard of it.
I ever see that movie where the guy took the girl to the hotel and then she had a fake butt, boobs, and one leg?
No, so.
Y'all don't see that movie? She came
know,
in a bar fine as a motherfucker. Oh, she was fine as hell. He took her back to the hotel. Man, she had a fake ass, fake tits. And had one leg. And had a wig on.
That's old.
My man seen that shit. He said, oh, shit. He jumped up and ran and left her in the hotel. She said, don't make me hop after you.
Wrong.
Yo, man, these girls, they figure they put all this shit on. I'm like, no. And first of all, I'm not crazy about any woman who wear makeup. Why the hell you got covering up your real face? To look like somebody you're not. Because once you take that makeup, you're like, damn, you don't look like the girl I took out last night.
Look like the little Wendy's girl with the freckles.
Yeah, they got all that shit on there. Eyeliner, and their lips all different colors. They got their little, what they put that little
man,
stuff on their skin.
Man, they be looking good, though.
They do look good. But, oh, when they wake up in the morning, they take that shit off, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's how they leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, then you be like, who are you? Shit. Then
yeah,
all of a sudden you look on your bed and all of a sudden your puller got all different colors on that motherfucker.
I got some stories with that, but I think I'm going to save that for Unc Show because I don't know the rating dynamic of this show as far as the profanity and the nudity. I'm going to stay at a 13 rating tonight.
Hell, Dre, you get censored. Dre, to be honest with you, what man really want to pay that kind of money to get his woman? Why would you want to build her to a half a woman, half robot, whatever the fuck? You better keep her ass out the summer. She better stay away from the heat.
I ain't going to hold
you. Oh. You can't sit her in front of the fireplace and talk about, yo, babe, let's have a fire. Her shit start melting. Hey, you know them hot nights. Hey, you know them hot nights you have in the bathroom after you take a shower, you stand under there, they dry you off and shit. She can't do that.
Man.
Shit.
Yeah. But it's something.
I do pay for that stuff, man. I don't know why I wouldn't.
They're getting it at a very young age, man. They're doing this stuff.
So, Jay, like
very
you said, that's
age.
A lot of money. That shit costs a lot of money.
But these chicks are getting it paid for to them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting it done.
Yeah, they do.
So they
pay for it when they get older, too, don't they? When all that shit drop.
Yeah.
It ain't going to stay up there forever. Look at what's her name? What's the girl's name? Madonna. Look like a plastic doll. Look at little Kim. All the plastic surgery she had. You see how she looking now? Look like
and
a
what
shiny.
I, what I think is, what I think is crazy about the whole situation is that these women that's going out here doing this stuff, you know, they don't care about their life. You know, it's funny how it's almost like a medicine commercial on the TV, man, when they say, man, this will help your joints and do this and grow your hair back and all that. And then, yeah, like, right after that, it says, you know, well, you're going to die from cancer in the next 5 years, or you're going to get this and you're going to get that. Nobody
that's
pays attention. Nobody gives a shit about none of that. That, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They tell you, look at the young lady that just lost her wife, just lost his husband over plastic. She died under the knife. What's his name? DC Youngfly. His wife literally just died the other day from getting plastic surgery, and they got 6 kids, man.
Yeah, we just heard about a lady in Hackensack.
But they don't care.
Had a breast implant, and she didn't even make it through it.
And you know when they got the cheap one, though. When they got the cheap one, their booty be all hard, like, they be having that cheap silicone. That shit hard enough.
They got a ton of people who do that shit for cheap money, don't know what the hell they doing. Shooting that motherfucker cement in your ass. Fuck that.
I think that's Dre's side hustle.
I love my girl, but I don't love her that much.
Dre, that's your side hustle? You be giving the BBL, son?
No, I was for real though. It's deeper than that, man. It's
exactly
for a woman to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that they don't love themselves. It's just that they want to love themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but hold on, Dre. Listen,
do that to your body.
Can we keep it real?
Your body. That means something is seriously wrong with you. If you want to do that to your body.
No, it's not that.
Can we keep it real?
Yeah.
For a second.
Oh, if
you
your girl came
I
up
just...
to you and said, honey, I wanted to do this and that and that, what would you say to her?
Everything.
I'd try to convince her that she's beautiful.
Everything. I mean, my people ain't going to do nothing like that.
You can't really say your girl because, like, no, like you saying your girl, like, your job as a man to make every woman that's in your presence, your man, your daughter, your sister, your aunt, your cousin, she's always trying to make that woman feel like a woman. Like, she's beautiful, the most beautiful person in the world. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females don't have that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers that are afraid of losing their girl, they use a mental defense of always telling their girl they got pretty or those niggas all want to. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, pretty girls getting hurt by it. It's like, damn, am I not pretty enough? Am I not, you feel me? They deal with all that too, bro.
I get what you're saying, but let me keep it real for 2 seconds. And I'm a hush up. I'm going to say this for 2 seconds. Yo, at the end of the day, like, no offense to any women that might be listening, but, you know, we all know, a lot of us know that, women are attention seekers by nature, okay? So it don't take a man necessarily calling them ugly or calling them this or not doing that. It's a case-by-case basis. But a lot of these women that's getting this stuff done is not getting and developing these insecurities from their men. They're developing these insecurities from other women, what they're seeing on these platforms, i.e. Instagram, YouTube, music videos. These are what the other women is flaunting. So that's what they're doing. Because you can have a woman that has a man that go to work, that's the telephone man, and fix your pole, and fix your food, and all the other extra shit they do, and tell them they're beautiful and all that. And these chicks will still go out there and get this body done. Because guess what? While your ass working, and... you at home cooking her food and paying all her damn bills, all she got time to do is shit. He done did a damn thing. Let me get on Instagram, and boom. Now I want to go to Brazil and get my body done and take a personal trip to Jamaica without you.
And look,
and
what happened when you see them in the summertime?
It has to be some type of conversation. Like, they can't just go to the country and just
men influence men and women influence women.
I'm saying. So what you just said, the first part was on point, but like you can't. Like, you get that surgery. Like, your family ought to know, right? You know what I mean? It's not that simple. You should just go there and get this done. You feel me? Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another word for it, too, called peer pressure. When you go out there, you see all them fine girls, you want to look just like them. Because they get attention, and you don't. You don't get that attention, they want to go home. Girl, I got to get some bigger.
Most do.
What's going on? Let's see who
you
got. Hello? Yo, who's that? Eight five five five.
So you got yourself on mute.
Okay. I don't know. All right, you ready? Just hit one.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
You know, these women, when they hit the beach, they want to look good. Want their body to be tight. They get them tummy tucks.
Yeah,
all that.
Unfortunately, as men, we ain't got that easy way out.
I don't know.
But, you should want to look good with your girl, man. You can't be having all that stomach hanging over your knees over there, mouth. And get mad at her because she went and got her BBL. Get your ass on the treadmill. You be all right.
That's why I tell a girl, love me or leave me, babe. I'm a big guy. Shit, I'm 65. By the time I lose 100 pounds, I'll be like 70. Fuck that. Shit.
Can't even see
who I
like,
am.
Damn, ass, where your belt at? I got it on. I'm just messing with y'all, man.
My bathing suit is like a pair of sweatpants with a T-shirt, man.
Hey, man, it's a lot of love going around, man, on the shows,
hey.
Man. Dre, it sounds like you in love now. I think Pump Queen done put some potion on you, too, man.
Hey, you know women out there. There's women out there like big men.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Big men like little women.
Yeah.
Little men like big women. Yeah. There's somebody for everybody. But I can't see how the woman's willing to take a chance to go under the knife just to get something done and mess around and could get themselves killed.
Man.
Yeah, right. And like you said, and then later on in the years go by, that stuff starts sagging all of a sudden. Oh, here come all these side effect things happening to them. All of a sudden, you got breast cancer. All of a sudden, your butt is going to shift a different way now. Then you go back for more. So
life now in this modern day is about what you can get and how quick you can get it. That's what people don't sell drugs. If you're selling drugs for the next 30 years, they're selling drugs because they want to be like the people on the TV with the chains and the fancy cars and the women and all that. Like, that's the same with men. And females nobody want to put in the work for nothing is what the point I'm trying to make.
Think about
it's sad, but that's the life.
a drug dealer stood out of corner for like 7 days a week, probably make like 10 grand. But a doctor's what, spend about 3 hours and make like 30,000.
Yeah, that's true.
Just to fix up
that's
some lady.
Plastic surgeon. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, damn.
All right, man. All right, guys. You're gonna switch gears real quick. You're going to do a little segment that is new to the show. Ain't got a name for it yet. But next week, ain't got a name for it. But it's a trivia game.
Trivia game? Trivia
game.
Oh, are we starting that over? Okay.
Yeah, we can have a call. Who can tell the most lies?
First and foremost, I'm going to bring in your man behind the scenes, the always in the scenes.
Hey, Dre, another thing about that, would you just talk about how much it costs to get that stuff?
What's going on, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, hey, Jay Sean, have you paid for some woman to get her boobs done?
Hell yeah.
Have I what?
Now, when you was out there pimping them girls, did you take them to get their boobs made up and they
put all his business out?
That wasn't even out then.
Back then, right? Because them girls was holding back then.
Yeah.
All nothing. All right,
yeah,
guys,
but like you said, man, they got to keep that shit going, man. Because every couple of years, they got to get that shit redone, rechecked.
Now, we already switched the topic, man.
No, I'm talking about your girl. I'm talking about that girl you was with last night when she had her sex change.
Oh.
Hey, man. No all right, shit. All right.
All right, guys. Look.
This ain't the J show. I'm sorry. I'm going
to pour it. This is what you got to do, guys. You're going to have J is going to ask three questions. The first person that gets two questions right is the winner. Now, I don't know the answer. Only Jay knows the question and the answer. All right,
but Jay
got
some wild shit he be saying, man.
It's all music questions.
I'm not the wild shit.
Okay, bring it on, then.
Drake gave me these questions. I ain't got no
wild
questions. So you just want me to ask them, and they don't got to wait to answer them, or they got to answer as soon as I say it?
Yeah, you all get a chance to answer. You all get one chance to answer, and then you just say it right or wrong.
Don't yell out the answer when I ask the question. Yeah, and I think that's what you mean.
No, ask all the questions first. Ask Oda the first question.
Listen, guys. If Randy asks a question, we each get one turn to answer it. You can say that question out loud. You can copy your partner's answer, but if your partner get it wrong, you get it wrong too.
First question.
Go ahead, Jay.
Who was Marvin Gaye's duet partner?
Tammy Bynette, something like that. Tammy, she died from a brain cancer.
I agree with Miles.
Hold on.
It was Tammy Wynette.
Oh, do you agree or not? Or is that your own answer?
I'm saying Tammy Wynette.
Hold on. Oh, Do you agree with Nas, or do you have your own answer?
I agree.
All right, yeah, we all agree.
The first name right, Tammy, but it's Tammy Terrell.
Oh well, I know that's the one who died on. Oh, he had a nervous breakdown when she died too. Wasn't he in love with her?
Yeah. Tammy Terrell was her name.
Okay. Well, we had Tammy.
Okay. All right. Next question.
Who was the first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say Tina Turner as well.
And that's just one of the white girls, wasn't it?
It's a black girl.
Who was it?
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin.
What's the next question?
Man.
We both got the right.
That's so crazy. Nah. Yeah.
All right. Next question.
What other legendary vocalist is a cousin of Whitney Houston?
Dionne Warwick.
Anybody agree?
I know they family, but I don't know if that's a cousin though. Cousin actually her niece.
Diana Warwick.
Miles was right.
It's Diana Warwick.
All right.
That's what I said. Dee Dee Ward. Same thing.
You said Dee Dee.
That's what they used to call her. Dee Dee Ward.
Stop lying, O.
I'm lying. Like, you just said the name. I said Dee Dee Ward.
Dre, next show. Right, who's going to lie?
All right, both of y'all got one. I got none. All right. Yes, question.
Wait a minute. One second. Because a lot of these is for white people.
Who wrote Who's Loving You? Who's Loving Me? Who's Loving You? Who wrote that?
What happened?
Who wrote that song, Who's Loving You, the one that Michael
Jackson? Hold on, that's not part of the game. Hold on,
I'm waiting until he come up with an answer. I was just asking a question until he come up with the next answer.
Wait a minute.
Y'all
was
talking, I didn't hear the question. He's got to look up a question.
He's looking up one.
Oh, yeah, I gotta look it up. It's a bunch of them out here, but a lot of them.
It's a good game to play, you know, to help our mental stay strong. It starts conversation. So I think every Monday you're gonna start playing a game like this, you know what I'm saying? So,
Jay taking so long to find one because he ain't had a shot of his water yet.
I could ask you this. Prince. What Prince introduced his iconic symbol on the cover of which single?
Purple Rain.
Ask that question one more time. What's the question again?
Prince.
Symbol. The symbol Prince.
Iconic.
His symbol. Wasn't that
which,
on Purple Rain?
Which single? Nah.
That's when he changed the name to the head symbol instead of the name. Prince, he had a symbol. What song he sung that on? Is that the album we had, When Doves Cry?
That's his no, first
nope.
That was in his first?
Mm-mm.
That's when he had that interlockable symbol, like for male, like that represent male and female.
That's what they told him about the signal.
Yeah.
You want the name of it?
I don't know what album that was.
What was the name of it?
1999.
That's
the year everybody, the world was coming to an end. That song was fat, though, when he did that shit, though. His little short ass.
Hell yeah.
Walking around
the big-ass high-heel shit. Prince is a powerful man.
The wrestler.
Big one.
There go another one.
Purple Rain.
There go another one. Where was Tupac Shakur born?
In the backyard of his house.
No.
He was born in New York.
Yeah, he was born in Baltimore.
No, he was born in Brooklyn. Wasn't it Brooklyn? He was from New York.
He
moved to Cali.
No, they lived in Baltimore, too.
I think he was born in New York.
No, he was born in Harlem.
Yeah, he was born in New York, but he lived in Baltimore, too.
Because I know they had to move out and move to Cali.
No, they didn't move to L.A., they moved to Oakland.
Yeah, that's
Cali. Put a time limit on it, because I think Dre looking up the answers.
I'm not looking
at it. Yeah, he just looked it up. Yeah, he did.
I'm not looking at nothing.
I think so.
He disqualified, Dre.
Anyway. Yeah, I feel hard.
Anyway.
I know.
He
had
to leave New
York. Look, you got to think about it. If his mother was a Black Panther, and the Black Panther started in Harlem.
His stepfather was in the Black Panther.
Oh, but what, wasn't he in jail?
No, the reason they left because his stepfather was a Black Panther, and the government was looking for them. His mother was an addict.
No, she was an addict if she had him. As he got older.
The only reason she stopped because he started making all that damn money. She straightened up then.
So how come on that man moment like that, man?
Well, that's the truth.
Hey.
Man, she was lit up.
Before he made money,
they was from city.
We don't know.
When he started making money, his mother got sober. Come on.
Next question, he got into rehab.
Said a lot of our parents like that. You know, girl, you put your mom, you get money, you put your parents in rehab. Shit, wealthy people do that shit all the time, too.
Man, what you call an old man with no teeth?
Ball mouth.
No, snagger tooth.
I thought it was Gumby.
That's all, the game over?
Yeah.
You got the first drag?
What was the first rap single to hit the Billboard Top 40?
I think that I'm saying between Curtis Blow and was it Sugar Rapper's Delight? By the Sugar Hill Gang? Or even Run DMC, one of the other. I say Sugar Hill Gang.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I'm not even going to tell them.
Yeah.
That was a long ass
in
my
Sugar Hill Gang.
That's what I said.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, man.
I remember them boys.
All right, so now as well. Congratulations, Rob.
Yo, Dre, you know they got robbed, right, Dre?
Who?
What did he get a prize, Dre?
Sugar Hill Gang for all that money they made.
He get a prize. I said, Dre. If he don't get a prize, I got a prize to give him.
They want some stale ass chicken wings you be eating down there.
Hey, I got you. You know, you won the game. I got you a prize. You know what the prize is?
We ain't here. You say it again?
I said, are you excited about your prize?
What is the prize?
A muzzle in your mouth.
I ain't mad at I would tell you where your girl at, but she told me don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's her business. Yeah. I'm at where I'm at. What the hell are you talking about?
Where?
Nah,
hey,
but
Dre.
Yeah, man, that was interesting. Like, I didn't know the answer to a lot of those questions.
Maybe.
That's a good trivia question.
Yeah.
But see, you can't have a trivia question on Jay's show, because Jay be having some triple X stuff coming at you and shit.
Yeah.
Who the first girl had a dick
last
in her?
Last week
was very...
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week,
I
didn't buy
love.
Last week. Oh, last week. Hey, Dre, was you on last week on Jay's show? Boy, that lady had him in church, didn't she? I started going across the street, Jay, and see that was that really you?
Yeah.
Nice and shit. Hey, man, I got the wrong station.
I don't need to start fucking the ability community. That's what he needs to start doing.
She was talking about
you can't fuck the help.
Yeah, that unconditional love.
Yeah, it got Dre in love. Dre.
Hey, when she say that, she fucked Jay head all up. You know how Jay always say, fuck love.
I thought we was going to hear some music tonight, man. And Jay came with this love stuff, man. I was like, damn, all right, you got his little sugar foot over there with him.
All
butterfly and all that. You know, that show done did something to you, didn't it, Dre?
Fuck his whole head up. That nigga probably thought he was drinking Kool-Aid.
You're in love. I'm proud of you, man.
Hell no. I hate love.
Hey, what's that favorite word, Jake?
Not the cuddle.
Fuck love.
Not the cuddle.
He said, damn, unconditional love. My head up.
She said she got unconditional love. She said she could be in Mexico or anything. She know her man ain't cheating.
That's some shit you had to think about, right, Jay? Like, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. That motherfucker where? And you where?
I mean, she got good faith if that's what she believes. It's all right with me.
Yeah.
That's why I kept asking.
But I really feel
so I could hear.
What happened, Jay?
I really feel like people like that is not got, like, you know, there's some people out here that, you know, unfortunately God didn't bless them with the gift of looks. And when you get one that, you know what I'm saying, that you're not all that attracted to, or they not that attractive, like, you ain't worried about them going to the grocery store about it, but you know, shit, I'm getting, that's what Dre like, though. Dre don't care how they look, so that's So Dre ain't got that problem. Dre,
hey, Jay.
Dre don't cheat.
She said she was in Mexico and he enjoyed it. That's some serious trust you put on that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, man. That's serious. Yeah.
I'm like, man, you trust me like that.
That's what I was saying.
Like, where your man at? Oh, he enjoyed it. Ain't you worried about it? Hell no, my man ain't gonna cheat on me. I'll be like looking at it like, you sure? Like, dang. All that ass running around, like, wait a minute. I ain't fucking with you. My girl know
hey,
I ain't gonna fuck.
You stop worried about cheating on women, Miles, and stop cheating on your diet. How about that?
Nah, man, I always cheat on my diet, but I'm scared to death to cheat on a woman because I can't understand, look, I'm going to tell you straight up. I don't know how women figure that shit out, but for some reason,
mm-hmm.
they know your ass done something fucked up.
No.
And I don't I don't want to lay next to no woman. I got to sleep with one eye open and shit. After I saw my man got his shit cut off on, then they had a lady on news cutting that man dick off and threw that motherfucker out the window. Can you imagine we cops, you tell, hey, yo, detective, oh, we need you to go down Route 95, look for what? A dick.
Nah, son.
Hey, Jay,
I wasn't the one. That's
oh,
the
you and old cops
man.
Going down the highway, like, is that a dick? Who going to pick it up?
Miles went to the club this weekend, and he thought he was partying, so, you know, partying it on. So, you know, Miles can't see like I can't see.
That's
he
why
didn't
I
realize it was gay pride money, and wonder why he was getting so much help.
That's why you don't fuck with clubs, and when you can't see, you don't go to no motherfucking club. You go right here to your house, turn on a TV, and hit that motherfucking triple X station, and grab what you got. At least you know that.
I'm going in the same ginger bathroom with you.
I don't go to no motherfucking club. Since I lost my sight, I don't fuck with club. Hell no. And all the motherfuckers there try to act like they different people. Shit.
Hey, man.
Let me get a woman in the dress.
I
stick my hand between her legs. Her shit bigger than mine. It's going to be a fight up in that motherfucker.
Yo, Miles, don't forget. Don't be bending down to pick up your keys, man. You know it's gay pride, motherfucker.
Say that again.
You know, that's a signal. That's a call. If you bend over in this month, pick up your keys or whatever it is you drop.
I don't drop shit.
That's a caller. It's gay pride.
See, I don't bend over. I don't bend over. I bend down. I've been in the county before. I don't bend.
You get that. You get
I ain't
that
moving to nobody. Hey, Jay.
Hey, yo,
you'll never catch me mooning the motherfucker out in the street.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You want to go get a milkshake?
And we don't play
yeah,
that out.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. Yeah, you just fall back and can get up. And you don't even bend down at all. Just fall back. Like, ah. Every time you drop
hey, Dre,
something, fall back.
Dre, remember
that
girl
you dated?
Hey, now, man. Dre, remember that girl you dated 3 years ago when she stuck them beads up your ass and pulled them out?
Oh, your imagination.
Remember that girl?
Yeah, your imagination crazy, dog.
that's Mr. Miles, man.
Yeah, you see how he could throw it up there so quick, like, you feel me?
Hey, Jay, his girl would say, Jay, did you see my pearls?
Yeah, you see how he throw it up there
yeah,
so
Jay,
quick?
How you
let
me throw shots you like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah, his brain can put that
together. Richard Pryor said a woman asked
you know
him that.
You know they say if you can say it, you'll do it, right?
Hold on. This is what Richard Pryor said. Some lady asked him, hey, Richard, can I stick some pearls up your ass and then yank them out? You got to listen to Pryor back in the day, man, to the shit he be saying. That nigga be fucked up and be fucking anything that move.
Yeah.
Yo, man, that's some kinky. There's some kinky ass people out in those streets, man.
Yeah.
Kinky
I remember when Miles had front row seats to that movie that came out. What it was called? Brokeback Mountain.
No, I was in that movie. Oh, you mean to tell me you didn't feel me behind
pause.
You?
Hold on, pause.
You didn't feel me standing behind you, shoving all that shit up your ass?
Pause.
You thought I was in your wallet?
Pause.
You ain't knew that was me behind you all that time? Nigga, I was riding your ass like a horse.
Nah, man.
Run.
That's why he lost his sight. I kept putting his head up against the rail.
Yo, that was nah.
You try, hey Jay.
Damn, I ain't know they called you Miles for that, bro.
Yo, what you got? What you got? I'm feeling it.
I keep looking for the answers, but I keep on getting stuck. Everybody say they fuck with you, but keep on switching up. They show fake love, every couple months they checking up. And if he's talking on me, bet his fucking chopper rip him up. They know it's Dando, chopper on me, fully loaded, 100 rounds of ammo. And if you try to play with me, then I'll play you like banjo. Said I come from the rock where all my shooters on commando. I said R.I.P. my brothers, now we running out of candles. I poured a bottle out for all my feelings I can't handle. I swear my fucking heart gone, put it all in my song. I'm talking to the rapper just so I can write all my wrongs. And I feel like the king and all of y'all just look like my pawn. Fuck it, how you kill the pain, do it with like five bombs. Demons been up in my brain, now I feel like a lost cause. Fucked up, now I'm seeing all the pain that I caused.
All the pain that I caused.
Babe, I don't know if I can say any heartbreak. Took my phone off D&D for the last time. Said R.I.P. my brother, told I say that for the last time. And I come from a city where murder they favorite pastime. Spun around the block, caught up, he seeing flat lines. Spun around the block, caught up, and now he dead. I said I got paranoid, I've been creeping in my head. And if he try to play with me, then I'ma fill him up with lead. If I see I'm seeing red. If he talking on the phone, I make him regret what he said. I just popped another perk and I can't wait to go to bed. I said, bitch, I'm counting bread. You can see it spread. Got two hollow tips, they hit his head and turn him to a sped. If he talking on my name, I grab the chopper out the shed. And if he playing with me, then he know he playing with his life. I got a bad bitch and I can't wait to make her my wife. And any bitch that took my heart and broke that shit, then you could die, bitch. Babe, I don't know if I can.
Yo.
Yo.
You got.
Yeah, that was a hot song.
Yeah, I like that song, man. Boy. I had it up there. I said like 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Big Brother. I was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Man, she like going wrong, man. Jamie Foxx stuff, man. You still ain't heard nothing from Jamie Foxx. You be hearing, like, he a rape, then you hear another story. He doing bad, and y'all know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
Where?
Crazy, man.
It's like very important, man. Life is it's so much things going on in life, man, that, you know, it kind of sidetracks you from the from your goals and things that's meant for you. You know what I'm saying? Like problems are going to come forever. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you do, no matter how high you get in life, no matter how low you get, problems are always going to be around. You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you handle it and how you manifest it to make it work for you. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
That's just how it is, man. I talk about every day, you know what I'm saying? Wake up, go to work, come home, same thing every day. It's like, you know, being the wrong time, the wrong things like that, but I know at the end of the day, a God got something planned, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, because you can't, you know, big thing about that, man, you got to be, understand that, you know, we're not here on earth for our own personal pleasures and desires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're all here for a sole purpose. And, you know what I'm saying? Once that's complete, then, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm sure you'll have a vacation. You know what I'm saying? In my belief.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, only thing I die for, I don't even want, like, a big break, bro. I mean, it'd be nice to get a good break, you know what I'm saying? I open the door for it, of course, you know what I'm saying? But as long as I'm able to go out and do what I do and be able to manifest whatever I desire or whatever I need, you know what I'm saying, to get it myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say, oh, wait for God, wait for God. Yeah, you can wait for God, but you can also meet God halfway. God, like, when they say God gives you something, he gives you the air you're breathing, the movement, the mind power to get whatever you're trying to do done. He's giving you that. But it's up to you and your brain to manifest it into reality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. That's why, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, man. Every day is a challenge, man.
All right.
For sure.
It's following your dream. It's following your dream. But look, man, it's been a great show. For the ones that caught me on this at the beginning of the show, I apologize for that. I had made the first show for 15 minutes. I didn't realize it, so I had to come back and make a whole another show. But we made it work. And all I thank you for coming through, and I'm definitely
yes,
hard to tell you. I'm definitely hard to tell you this week, because I know about this week, because I got things going on this week. I wasn't sure if I was going to do a show tonight, so I didn't want to, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, put me like that. So I know next week I'm definitely going to talk with him this week to have him on next week.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going to call you after the show, too. That's all right.
Yeah, definitely. Man. I ain't doing that. It's cool. But look, people, man.
For sure.
I love y'all, man. I hope everyone out there has a good night, has a good week. Yeah, I know the Instagram, Humble X Visions. Yeah, I know the Facebook, Weightwear Apparel. TikTok, Humble Williams. Yo, we hit 100,000 followers on TikTok. Yeah, man. All my TikTok people, if y'all are here, or you ever hit the link and you hear this, I love y'all so much. Thank you for y'all support. That's all day, every day. Sardi, I see you, bro. Thank you for calling in. Everybody, man. Yeah, until next week. Yeah. Thank you all.